Although the warriors threw a game to play against the Silly National of Guinea, the Zimbabweans have already qualified for the finals in Gabon after their 3-0 destruction of Malawi. They have an assailable lead of 11 points. Although Swaziland can reach 11 points should they overcome Malawi in their last match, the Sesangu has an inferior 1-0 head-to-head record against Zimbabwe, which gives the Warriors the ticket to the finals with a game to score. Czech Republic-based Kosta Namuinesu, who plays for Sparta Prague, says he cannot describe how happy he is for achieving this long-held dream.
I'm on top of the mountain or in Sky 7 or I don't know what you can say. I'm happy to win at home. We collected maximum points. This is the most important thing for me.
Coach Kalisto Pasua joined Sunday Chidzangwa in 2004 and Charles Mhlawuri in 2006 as the only coaches in Zimbabwean football history to take the Warriors to the Continental Football Finals. Pasua is a very happy man.
I as the coach was like, this is something else that maybe on my CV, I'm getting maybe one thing which I've been crying for in my life. And it's good thing maybe that means I'm one of those coaches who is leading to be the best coach to go to Africa.
Captain Willard Katsande too has joined the legendary Peter Ndlovu as the second captain to take the Warriors to the promised land and says, he feels great.
Yeah, obviously, it's a good feeling for me to go into history books. I mean, with among the captains who qualify for AFCON, I think it's a great feeling that I'm there in the history books.
Cuthbert Malagila, who scored the final goal, says he is happy to have been part of the team at the 2017 Africa Cup of Nations finals would obviously be his first and last.
This is my last chance to go to AFCON. I'm 31 now. I'm going for 31. I'll be 31 in January, which is good for me and the boys also. Most of us, it's our first time. So it will be our advantage also. Maybe it's my last chance also to play for Zimbabwe.
In the two occasions in which the Warriors were at the finals, the Zimbabweans were eliminated in the group stages, and Pasua says there is need for thorough preparation ahead of the finals in January. But the president of the newly created National Football Association of Zimbabwe, Philip Chiangwa, says they would only draw up their program of action after the qualifying campaign is over. The National Football Association of Zimbabwe was formed over the weekend after the Zifa Assembly decided to dissolve the Zimbabwe Football Association, settled with a $6 million debt. Ironically, the same leadership that was at Zifa remains in power with Chiangwa as the president and Omega Sibanda as his vice. However, one of the Zifa creditors, Nobe Chawira, laughed off this development, saying Zifa is trying to run away from paying its debt from the proceeds of the Malawi game. Chawira says whatever games those in the football leadership are playing, one thing he knows is that Zifa have properties in the form of the Zifa house and the Zifa village, which he can still use to get what he's owed. Another creditor, former Zifa board member Finance Bernard Barada, says he's not worried of the latest developments as his case is with the courts. In the meantime, it is celebration time for Zimbabwean football. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariati.